Test, test, test. Can you all hear me okay? Gotta change up my volume a little bit. There we go. Cool. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Not the Average Joe Show. I am your host with the most, Not the Average Joe Show, Joseph Fleck. Wow, I really butchered that up. Anyways, roll credits.
Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show. Not the Average Joe Show. Each week, we break down and analyze the latest content from your favorite influences in business and in life, from daily motivation to business strategies and more. This is Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Flack.
All right, guys. So welcome to another episode. I wanted to put something together today because I watched a video on TikTok that kind of blew my mind. You ever watch or listen to a speech that just like, whoa, just blows your mind and like puts an interesting perspective on things? It was a video of a podcast, just so good. And I don't want to actually play it, but I want to tell you about it. So this guy, on the Millionaire, hold on, the Millionaire Mindsets podcast, he interviewed two other people, and he said, if you had $1 million, if I gave you $1 million, how would you feel? They were like, oh, we'd be ecstatic. It's life changing, you know, right? As it would. He said, all right, if I gave you $10 million today, right now, but you didn't wake up tomorrow, you'd be done. Would you take it? And they said, no, of course not. He says, that's interesting. So you're saying that your life, or you waking up tomorrow, is more important than $10 million? Then he goes on to say, why aren't we living every morning as if our life is worth $10 million? Like, are you living like a millionaire? And I don't mean it like that. I don't mean like, are you living like a millionaire? What I mean is, are you living like your life is worth $10 million? It put me in such an interesting, it gave me such a crazy perspective of like, whoa, of course I wouldn't take $10 million if I was dead tomorrow. One, there's no point, right? But why aren't we waking up every morning like our life is endless and like our life has no expiration? And that this life isn't worth as much as we're putting in. I may have said that wrong. That our life is worth less than we're putting in. Because we're not putting in $10 million worth of work every day. I know I sure as hell I'm not. I'll have to play. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to play this anyways. I don't care if it gets me in trouble. You guys have to hear it.
Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. If I just gave you both $1 million cash, how would you feel?
I would be extremely grateful.
Pumped up?
Pumped
excited,
up.
Excited?
Because I know what to do with it, so I would be extremely happy.
Would anybody be able to get you in a bad mood for a little while?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Deanna, would you agree?
I would agree 100%. I'd be okay. Walking on cloud nine.
Okay, now pay it on cloud nine, right?
Yep.
Now listen, because this is big. If I had a bomb button, I'd press it. You ready?
Yep.
If I said I'll give you the million, matter of fact, I made it 10 million.
Okay, uh-oh.
But you couldn't wake up tomorrow. You're done. Would you take it?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so what you're both saying is that waking up, just waking up tomorrow, is worth more than $10 million.
That's hell of a perspective. Yep, it is. Yeah. It is worth it.
Then why ain't you feeling that way every damn time you wake up?
Oh, I love that. The way he said it was just phenomenal. That's the Millionaire Mindset podcast. I need to start listening to that. So I apologize if I get in trouble for replaying that, but credits to them. They are awesome. I watch their YouTube channel all the time. But yeah, it gave me a lot of perspective, you know. I forget every day that, like, this life that we're living has an expiration date. You know, it's funny, I actually think about death all the time, not in a morbid, depressing way, but I think about death all the time. Like, if I were to die right now, what would happen? What would my loved ones think? What would my family think? My parents, my kids? What would happen? What would my funeral look like? I think about those things. Again, not in a I'm depressed kind of way, but in a, am I doing enough? Am I working enough? Am I, you know, I've always had these big dreams and aspirations, and this podcast is kind of a way for me to share those with you instead of keeping them bottled up for me. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I dreamt, literally had a dream one time that I was the sixth member of NSYNC. That was when I was young in the 90s, but I always wanted to be somebody big. I wanted to be famous. I just didn't know what famous looked like for me. I don't know if I wanted to be famous. I wanted to be influential. And what's crazy is in the last just 10 years, almost 5 years, you can be an influence for free and start hosting award shows based on your popularity on a TikTok. Isn't that crazy? Like, these people are getting movie deals and stuff. Now, that's not really my dream. I want to be a successful business entrepreneur. That's always been my dream. Both my parents were self-employed growing up, and I always looked up to that, and they made it look a lot easier when I was a kid than it really is. But I have a plan. I have an idea. I just need to start working harder to achieve it. But it's tough when you're just starting out, when you have no traction. It's taken me until I was 30 years old to realize what I was really passionate about, what I loved doing, and what I could be happy doing for the rest of my life. And that's IT, tech support. I know it sounds funny. It's not everybody's dream. I love technology, but most importantly, I love helping people. I love seeing people figure things out, especially older people. They need a lot of help with this technology stuff. So that's my dream. I love it. And I want to hear about yours because it's interesting to me. Yes, this podcast is my outlet to share with you all of my thoughts. And I really need to get back into Gary Vee. I have not listened to any of his stuff lately. It's been bad. I love him dearly, don't get me wrong. Huge mentor of mine. He's very repetitive. Not really any new content. So I'm hoping I get more out of him. I've watched so much Gary Vee and listened to so many podcasts, and I've met him in person. I've wrapped my head around him so much that everything's kind of repetitive now, and I need to figure out how to gain more knowledge from him. So, Gary, if you're listening, I could use a phone call. But anyways, yeah. So that's really all I had for today, you guys. I just wanted to share that with you, that, you know, is your life worth $10 million? If we gave you $10 million today, would you take it? But you wouldn't be able to wake up tomorrow. It's funny. I saw this funny TikTok. It was like, if you push this button, you'll get $1 million, but it'll take 1 year off your life. And the dude's just clicking, click, 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 click. He's like, wait, what are you doing? Stop clicking the button. But he started clicking before he even heard about $1 million. It's kind of like a funny suicide joke, I guess. But I found that funny. Anyways, my humor's a little darker than others. I apologize. Not really. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. You know, the things I get frustrated in my 9-to-5 job is 100% on me. It's not anything that my management, my team, or the company that I work for is doing. It's how I'm reacting to it, and I'm not reacting well, I'll be honest. But I understand that's my mentality. And that's my responsibility to not bitch and complain about my job and then go back every day and do it. Find a way. Find a way either to make yourself happy at work. Just don't get me wrong, I love my 9-to-5 job. I really do. But the things that, you know, piss me off sometimes, I'm like, I have no right to bitch about my job. And I was thinking about this today, actually. People bitching about their jobs. I hear it all the time. And I'm like, wow, think back to like a couple hundred years ago. Just a couple hundred years ago. Do you think it was easy to get a job at a corporation? It's probably a lot different. Or I was thinking Aladdin came to mind. You know, if you lived back in that time, I don't even know when that would be, but, you know, the Jerusalem days, you know, they had to fend for themselves. Yes, there were skilled trades, but, you know, they didn't rely on a company to cut you a check every month or every week. You had to go do it yourself. Everybody was an entrepreneur back then. You didn't have a choice. We have it so easy now. And Gary's right. Gary Vee is right. And so many entrepreneurs, they're like, this is the best time to be alive. Because you can pick up your cell phone, start a TikTok as an 85-year-old, and make millions of dollars. It's been done. Or a 13-year-old. Is it going to happen to you? Probably not. But it's possible, and it's a lot more possible of you winning at that than winning the lotto. So quit buying scratchers and start documenting your life, making funny TikToks, doing something. There's podcasts. There's 1,000 different ways to be an influence or to make money. I've always said that too. I mean, this day and age, you've got Rover. You can babysit dogs. Uber, DoorDash, Grubhub, Amazon. Dude, the holidays are coming up and it's insane right now in this climate that we're living in. Everybody is hiring. So it's hilarious to me that people are struggling to find money. It's crazy to me. Like anytime I struggle month to month to make money, I don't ever bitch about it because I know there's a million different ways I can make an extra $20, $30, $100 today on my day off. So, it's funny to me how soft we've gotten in bitching about everything. And I bitch, don't get me wrong, I bitch about a lot of things. But I bitch with the realization that I can do something about it. And you should too. So quit your bitching. Get up. And work. It's that simple. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. There's so many ways to live your life these days. We're living in the best time. This is the best time in history to be alive. What are you doing about it? What's your life worth? What's waking up tomorrow worth to you? Because you might not. That's all I got for today, you guys. Have a great rest of your night. Love you all. I'll be back next week. See ya.